Hey, what's up, guys? Brian here with another episode of the Dog Training Secrets podcast. And on this episode, we're going to go over how to make potty training easy, whether you have a young puppy or an older dog. So let's hop right into it and start up the intro music. So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets podcast. Whether you adopted a young puppy or brought home an older dog, one of the first things you have to teach them is potty training. Essentially, where you want them to pee and where you want them not to pee. So here's a couple ways to make potty training your new puppy or dog easy. First, you want to get an appropriate size crate for your puppy or dog. The crate should be big enough where your puppy or dog can get up and turn around, but not big enough where your puppy or dog can pee in one corner and sleep in the next. The reason we're using a dog crate is to prevent your puppy or dog from having any accidents around the house while your puppy or dog is learning the rules and where to pee and where not to pee. A second thing we want to do is get your puppy or older dog on a feeding schedule. If your dog is being free fed or eating as he pleases throughout the day, periodically what's going to happen is your dog or puppy is going to start peeing and pooping periodically randomly throughout the day. So instead, we want to get your puppy or dog on a consistent feeding schedule. That way we could easily predict how soon after your dog eats or pee does he or she have to go potty. And the third thing we want to do, guys, is now get consistent with us, with our routine and our dogs, right? So that means getting on a consistent potty schedule. For puppies, that means taking your puppy out every 2 hours, ensuring that you get on a consistent schedule. That way we prevent your puppy from having any accidents. For older dogs, that may vary from 3 to 4 hours, depending on your dog's previous experiences. If you just brought home your dog from the shelter, rescue, or a different lifestyle, be sure to give your older dog ample enough opportunity to make the right decision and pee in the correct location. And make sure, whether you have a young puppy or an older dog, that once your pup goes potty in the correct location, you reinforce him by either petting him or giving him tons of treats and letting your pup know that they're doing a great job for going potty in the location you do want. And one of the most important aspects is if you do catch your pup or dog physically in the act of peeing in the wrong location, be sure to tell your dog no and bring them to the correct location of where you do want them to go potty, right? Make sure that you don't punish your dog if you catch, if you find out that they peed later on throughout the day. Remember, dogs and puppies can't make the association between something that they're getting punished for 30 minutes later, right? Just make sure that you always catch them in the act. That way we can effectively communicate to them the location we do want them to go potty at. To give you guys a recap, again, get the crate. Use the crate to prevent your puppy or dog from having any accidents. Two, get your puppy and dog on a feeding schedule to easily predict how soon after they're fed do they have to use the bathroom. And three, get on a creative potty schedule where you can take your puppy or dog out on a consistent basis so they can begin creating the right habit. So that's the secret for today, guys. Stay consistent with everything, and we'll see you in our next one.